G'day and welcome to Partake. We are now on day two of our series Glimpses, looking at the story of the Bible in 30 days, from the time of creation through to the time of the fullness of redemption. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 27 to 31, we read these words. So God created human beings in his own image. In the image of God he created them. Male and female he created them. Then God blessed them and said, be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and govern it. Reign over the fish in the sea, the birds in the sky, and all the animals that scurry along the ground. Then God said, look, I have given you every seed-bearing plant throughout the earth, and all the fruit trees for your food. And I have given every green plant as food for all the wild animals, the birds in the sky, and the small animals that scurry along the ground, everything that has life. And that is what happened. Then God looked over all he had made, and he saw that it was very good. And evening passed, and morning came, marking the sixth day. Then reading from Genesis chapter 2, verse 15 to 17. The Lord God placed the man in the Garden of Eden to tend and watch over it. But the Lord God warned him, you may freely eat the fruit of every tree in the garden, except the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. If you eat its fruit, you are sure to die. Irenaeus, one of the early church fathers, said this about humanity being made in the image of God. The image was the human's natural resemblance to God, the power of reason and will. The likeness was a divine gift added to basic human nature. This likeness consisted of the moral qualities of God, whereas the image involved the natural attributes of God. Origen, another of the church fathers, goes further, and commenting on Genesis 1, verse 26 to 27, says this. In verse 26, while the word image is repeated in verse 27, the word likeness is not. This indicates that in his first creation, man received the dignity of the image of God, but the fulfillment of the likeness is reserved for the final consummation, that is, he himself should obtain it by his own effort through the imitation of God. The possibility of perfection given to him at the beginning by the dignity of the image, and then in the end through the fulfillment of his works, should bring to perfect consummation the likeness of God. God spoke with his creation and gave what is the first covenant between God and humanity. Humanity is commanded in this Edenic covenant to populate the earth, subjugate the earth, exercise dominion over the animals, tend and enjoy the Garden of Eden, and refrain from eating the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. So in essence, humanity, man and woman, being the pinnacle of God's creation, were to populate the earth, enjoy all of creation, to exercise concern and care over it, the environment, the animals, the birds, the plants, etc. One thing they were not to do was to eat the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Yet some time after that, they did do just that. When they ate the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, whatever that was, the Edenic covenant was terminated because they had broken their side of the deal or their side of the covenant. The consequence of this resulted in their spiritual and physical deaths. This failure required God to make a new covenant with Adam, and we will look at that next time. Thank you.